Good afternoon and welcome to KILJ's Focus Program. I'm Lisa Grillo. Every Sunday, we bring you an in-depth look at interesting events, news, and information. Last week was a busy one for the KILJ News Department. We're going to take a look at some of the events that occurred. At the Mount Pleasant Community School District Board of Education meeting last Monday, March the 9th, the board voted 4-2 to take the first step toward addressing future budget shortfalls that total about $1.74 million. District leaders say the proposed cuts are being considered due to declining enrollment, modest increases in state supplemental aid, and the expiration of federal COVID relief funding known as ESSER. Board members Mark Overberg and Craig Hurd voted against the measure, while Angie Blint, Aaron Williamson, Mike Hampton, and Josh Maher voted in favor. Phase one of the plan targets the 2026-27 school year and outlines about $936,000 in reductions, including personnel cuts, eliminating the online schooling programs, ending summer school, reducing a contract with Four Oaks, and trimming services through the Great Prairie Area Education Agency. The proposal also includes reductions in support staff hours and overtime, shifting some non-instructional software cost to the district's physical plant and equipment levy, and lowering utility expenses tied to facility changes. The board also voted unanimously to hold a public hearing on the possible closure of Salem Elementary School at the end of the 2026-27 school year, and that represents phase two of the district's two-year budget reduction plan. The public hearing on the possible closing of Salem Elementary is scheduled for Monday, March the 23rd, with the goal of gathering public input. KILJ News will feature comments and information from current Mount Pleasant School District Superintendent John Hendrickson during the newscast coming up this week. We have some great entertainment coming to the KILJ stage during the Midwest Old Threshers reunion over Labor Day weekend. The entertainment lineup on the stage was announced last week, and here is Shelby Swinsko with the rundown.
Thursday, September 3rd, Jimmy Fortune. Kicking off the weekend is Jimmy Fortune, a Country Music Hall of Fame member best known for his legendary run with the Statler Brothers.
She said, Lord, my boy was special. And he meant so much to me.
Jimmy wrote and performed some of the biggest hits, including Elizabeth, Too Much on My Heart, and My Only Love. His powerful voice and heartfelt storytelling have made him a fan favorite for decades. Don't miss this chance to hear a country music legend live on the KILJ stage. Friday, September 4th, Cooper Allen. Friday night brings the energy with Cooper Allen, one of country music's fastest rising stars. Known for blending traditional country sounds and modern style and humor, Cooper built a massive following online before breaking onto the national stage.
I can't dance worth a lick, but I can do a little something like this. Two steps
with viral hits and an electric live show, he's quickly becoming one of the most exciting young artists in country music today. Saturday, September 5th, Tyler Farr. Saturday night is going to be loud and proud with Tyler Farr, a Missouri native known for his gritty vocals and chart-topping hits like Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and A Guy Walks Into a Bar. With multiple platinum singles and a reputation for high-energy performances, Tyler Farr brings the party wherever he plays.
Whiskey in the water.
Sunday, September 6th, Dylan Scott. Closing out the weekend on Sunday is Dylan Scott, one of country music's biggest modern voices. With number one hits like My Girl, Nobody, and New Truck, Dylan blends heartfelt country storytelling with contemporary sounds that fans love. His powerful vocals and emotional songs have made him one of the most popular artists on country radio today. Don't miss the 2026 Midwest Old Threshers reunion entertainment on the KILJ stage. Get your tickets now at oldthreshers.com and start making your plans for Labor Day weekend in Mount Pleasant. We'll see you at Old Threshers.
The National Weather Service has issued severe thunderstorm watch number 121, effective until 5. This watch includes the following counties:
Southeast Iowa saw its first tornadoes of 2026 on Tuesday night as strong thunderstorms moved through, prompting multiple severe thunderstorm and tornado warnings. The National Weather Service damage surveys were conducted on Wednesday, March 11th, and initial data showed two tornadoes formed from a severe storm in Lee County in far southeast Iowa. Both twisters were rated EF1. Some of the first tornadic storm cells were reported in Fort Madison, Bonaparte, West Point, and Donelson. There was storm damage to a home in Bonaparte and a metal building in Donelson. Pea-sized hail was also reported in West Point as the storms moved through Lee and surrounding counties. The first tornado touched down at 9:05 p.m. on Tuesday just southwest of Donelson. That's about 10 miles west of Fort Madison. The tornado lasted just 3 minutes and traveled a mile and a half, damaging trees and some outbuildings, with peak winds estimated at 100 miles per hour. The second tornado formed about 20 minutes later near a county park east of Donelson. This tornado traveled 2 miles with winds of 90 miles per hour. It mostly damaged trees and the exterior of a house. The National Weather Service Quad Cities office issued another update on Tuesday's tornado activity and determined a third tornado also formed in Lee County on Tuesday. It traveled just a mile and damaged trees and some roofs with winds of 100 miles per hour. This resulted in an EF1 rating. Iowa's first tornadoes a year ago also occurred in the first half of March. A total of 32 tornadoes eventually struck Iowa in 2025, down significantly from 2024 and below average. The Mount Pleasant City Council met on Wednesday last week and approved several items, including zoning changes, infrastructure work, and financing for upcoming projects. Council members approved of work connected to the Winfield Avenue reconstruction project and approved the renewal of an agreement with the Federal Aviation Administration for the lease of facilities at the Mount Pleasant Municipal Airport. Officials say the renewal is necessary for the city to remain eligible for FAA funding. Council members authorized the mayor to sign a bond council engagement agreement. The funding will help cover the purchase of a new street sweeper and support construction work on Winfield Avenue. City officials estimate the new sweeper will cost roughly $80,000 per year, and the current street sweeper will be paid off in May. KILJ's Generation Gap program on Friday morning with Katie Johansson and Shelby Swinsko featured two candidates running for the position of Henry County Attorney. A special election is set for Tuesday, March 31st, and the early voting ballots are available at the Henry County Auditor's Office starting on Monday morning, March the 16th. KILJ radio listeners submitted questions, and the candidates, Abby Lichty and Becky Wilson, were able to introduce themselves.
So we have the two candidates who have put in their papers for the position. Two candidates here. Abby Lichty.
Hello.
And we have Becky Wilson.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking some time. I think what we'll start with is just a brief introduction of yourself, you know, who you are, your experience, and why you're running for Henry County Attorney. So does anybody want to go first?
Abby, go first. Yeah. Well, I'm Abby Lichty. I am the current Henry County Assistant Attorney. The reason I'm running for county attorney is because this is my community. I was born and raised here. My grandpa was born in Winfield, other grandpa New London, mom and dad New London and Mount Pleasant. Grandma was Mount Pleasant. So I'm just have a long history here, and I want to care for the people who cared for me. And how I want to do that is by doing a good job at the Henry County Attorney's Office. So that's one of the reasons I'm running. I do have experience. I graduated 2 years ago from Gonzaga Law School. I previously went to University of Iowa. While I was in law school, I did externships. So they were my school was very focused on experiential learning. And I was in the Indian Law Legal Practice Clinic, and we represented defendants. We were in essentially what it would be here is a juvenile matter, but it was the state of Washington. I was actually barred in the Kalispell Legal Tribe. So I have like my little bar license for the Kalispell Legal Tribe as well. And then, but I also worked with my dad. He's an attorney at Bellort and Lichty. And I worked a lot with Steve Ort on jury trials and just being in his office doing, essentially helping him with what he does. So I had that even prior to going to law school. And I also, after law school, went back to Bellort and Lichty. But my main focus is I want to serve the people. And I want to do a good job.
And I think I've had you on before, I think. You were a guest on the Generation Gap before. But really, you kind of went to law school with the plans of returning to your hometown.
Yes. So that was a big focus for me is Iowa has a large brain drain. So what I mean by brain drain is educated people don't return to the community or even to the state. And I was hearing about that even in middle school is this brain drain that people are educated and leave or educated outside of the state and then stay outside of the state. And that was very concerning to me even when I was in, you know, a student at Mount Pleasant. So it was very important to me to come home and use my knowledge for the betterment of the community.
Awesome. All right. That was Abby Lichty. Becky Wilson, talk to us about who you are.
Hi. So I grew up in small town Iowa, north central Iowa, and
you're good.
Okay, thanks. And then I eventually went to Texas, but I have had 7 years experience as a registered paralegal in Texas, and then 10 years now as an attorney in Iowa. I went from northern Iowa when I first got my license, worked my way south to Iowa Falls so I could be closer to my parents, help take care of my mother. And then now we're here in Henry County. My husband was hired as a pastor at the Open Bible in Winfield. And the reason I'm running is that once I started practicing and got back in the courtroom, I was immediately approached with, you know, what's going on in Henry County? And would you be interested in running for office? So that was kind of a surprise. At first I was like, why? So I started asking and started looking around and found that I hear myself in my ears. It's so weird.
You can take it off if you want. You can take your headset off. That's fine.
Okay. I am going to take that off.
And if Shelby asks a question, I can repeat it. No problem.
Okay. That's a little disconcerting.
I apologize. No, you're fine.
So I started asking around and found that there really was a serious concern with what was going on in the county attorney's office. And it'd been a long time since anyone had run against the incumbent, so they were wanting a change. So I was talking to law enforcement, to the sheriff's office, to various police departments, and actually last fall I started going to them and asking, what do you need from your county attorney's office? What changes would you like to see made? What are your concerns? How can the county attorney's office help you do your job better? And was getting great feedback. So I've started cultivating relationships with law enforcement already, with the fire departments, and I've been practicing as well, so I'm getting relationships with the judges that I've been in front of as well.
To listen to this program in its entirety, you will find it at KILJ.com on the Spotify page, and the program will be rebroadcast on Monday, March the 16th on KILJ 105.5 FM and KILJ.com at 6 p.m. Thank you for joining KILJ Radio for this week's Focus program. I'm Lisa Grillo. Remember, before heading out, check 511IA.org for all of the latest on Iowa's highway conditions. Keep your radio tuned to KILJ for all of the latest weather developments, and have a great week.